Salam. Welcome to day 15 of course 4. And I can confidently tell you that we are at a stage in this entire course, and to all of you who have stayed in this group from the beginning, that we are now reaching a stage where the mystics course per se is close to ending. The objectives of the original mystics course that started 4 months ago for all of you, and thanks to all of you for staying with us and for going through this journey. So the original objectives of that exercise and that discourse was to raise awareness, to appreciate the signs of the divine. And from that course onwards, we went into deep mystical subjects such as the implicate order, and such as the reality and the relationship between this heart and the soul, and the manifestation of the divine as it is made possible by the receiver in the heart, that is called qalb in Arabic and in mystic terms. And while keeping the overall area that we were covering quite broad, after course 2, we sort of became attached to scriptural mysticism. Although references were made to the Zen Buddhism and to yoga and yogic scriptures, but we dedicated ourselves to the study of original mystics and the forefathers and the forerunners of scriptural mysticism, especially Adam, Abraham, and Moses, Noah and Moses in course 3. And in course 4, we further focused on Quranic mysticism, which is ongoing now. And we are going through the opening chapter of the Quran. The phrase, the part of this chapter, the opening Al-Fatiha that we are going to study today, is a point where I think the mysticism, the stream of mysticism in which we are flowing, is going to converge into the bigger flow of Quranic studies. The phrase that we are that I'm going to discuss today is comes after Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, and that phrase is Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Now, let me tell you the significance of this phrase. First of all, the word-to-word meaning. So, ihdina is actually two words. Na is us. And ihd, alif, he, dal. And this alif, he, dal come from the Arabic root of he, dal, and ya, which means guidance and direction. So when we say ihdina, we are asking the Lord, we're asking Allah to guide us. Ihdina simply means, so guide us, so show us the direction, direct us, ihdina. And ihdina to what? As-sirat, that is the next word, which comes from the Arabic root of sa'ad, ra, ta, swarata. Which is a very, very special word, actually. Being the central word of this phrase, it has a very broad meaning. So, sirat simply, if we just, you know, translate it into one word, it means the path. And I'm sure all of you who are listening will suddenly become more attentive when it says the path. Because this is a word that we have used starting from the day one. Starting from when we discussed the calling, the calling to the path and calling to the action, the path. As-sirat literally means the path. So we are at a point in Quran, you know, right at its beginning, where the Almighty, where the Divine who revealed the Quran is telling us something about the path. It is not a path. It is not Sirat. It is As-Sirat. So it is a proper noun and it is the path. And it is actually the path that we have been discussing so far. When that path is discussed, and when the seeker is looking for the path of going and joining the beloved divine through the scripture, this is the path, As-Sirat. So my congratulations to all of you who are listening, that today, after 4 months, in fact, four and a half months, we are at a stage in our study where we are listening to the words of the divine as he said the path, or as he says the path. So guide us and direct us to the path, As-Sirat, and the next word is Al-Mustaqim. And this is also a very, very critically important word, a critically important term to understand. Al-Mustaqim comes from the Arabic root of Qaf, Waw, Mim, Qom, which means to stand straight. You know how we Muslims, when we stand up straight in our prayers, we call it the Qiyam. It comes from the same root. And then a nation is called Qawm. Ya Qawm ittakhazu, inna Qawm ittakhazu, you know, this nation of mine. So Qawm is also a nation. And why is a nation termed Qawm in Arabic? No, a nation by definition is a group of people who are like-minded and who stand up for the same purpose, for the same identity. That is Qawm. So that is another meaning of the root. Also, Qawm means just to stand up straight, like stand behind your word and to stand in honor and to stand in dignity. So istiqama is something which means, it's a very interesting meaning, which also comes from Qawm actually. Istiqama means steadfastness. So if you remember when I taught you the qualities of a mystic, steadfastness was one of them. Patience and, you know, strife and steadfastness. So that is also included in the meaning of istiqama, which is a word that comes from the same root from which mustaqim is coming. Now the direct meaning of the word mustaqim is straight. And interestingly, you know, if you know the rules of geometry and mathematics, there is a theory, there is a derivation actually in mathematics, and that is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And that straight line in Arabic, because we know that almost all algebra and geometry comes from Arabic mathematicians and scholars, so they defined this rule. And the straight line that they mentioned here that joins the two points is called khat-e-mustaqim, a straight line. So mustaqim is that word. You know, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, which is the khat-e-mustaqim. So now that we understand the meanings of all the three or four words in the phrase, let me translate the entire phrase for you. We say, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the path that is straight. The straight path. Simply said, you know, this is what we are asking the divine. This is, and if you look at how the phrase is structured, it's actually a prayer. We are pleading with the divine. We are begging. We are requesting. We are asking the divine to guide us to the straight path, or to the path that is straight. which we wish to tread with steadfastness, which is a path of honor and dignity, and we wish to tread it with steadfastness and patience. And interestingly, the path is the shortest distance between us and the divine. So the two points that the path is joining then is our hearts and our souls and the divine, and it is the shortest distance. In other words, this is the mystic path. That is why I told you right at the beginning that today is the day when the two paths will cross and they will become one. The path of the Quran and the mystic path that we have been studying and researching and working for this long is the path actually that is Sirat-e-Mustaqim according to the Quran. So those of us who are desirous of becoming Quranic mystics or who wish to tread the path as described in the Quran will continue after this, because when this course finishes, the study, as it is, the Mystics Without Borders study, will go on to become a Quranic study. Of course, there will be a mystic discourse. There will be a mystic look, a mystic understanding that I will try to impart after this. But that is the direction that we are taking after this prayer, after this plea that we are making today, and that is we are asking the Lord, we are asking Allah to guide us to the path that is straight. And straight is a very inadequate word, hence I used the many words that I did. Now, let me just briefly explain each term for you. The first term is Ihdina. And Ihdina comes from Hadaya or Hidaya, which means guidance. And I will not go into the intricate details of all the guidance and, you know, the Quran is this and this is how the guidance came and this is what is guidance and this is how we would like to be guided. I will simply tell you four levels of guidance that the Divine has provided. And they are very simple to understand, and I would like you to remember them for future reference. There are four levels of guidance that the entire creation is sort of floating in. You know, if you imagine guidance as air around us, you know, this is guidance. The air is a sign. You know, all guidance is signs. And we gave an entire month and more than that to become aware of the signs of the divine. So the first level of guidance is called Amma, you know, common. It is for everyone. That guidance is, the example of that guidance is, you know, as soon as the baby of an animal is born, it knows where to search for the nipple. Because that is where sustenance is. And that is where the ever-sustaining and the ever-merciful and the ever-maintaining Lord, the Rabb, has guided us and guided the creation, because that is survival and sustenance. So that is Amma. It is everywhere. You know, this is the sunlight, this is water. If I drink it, I will not be thirsty. If I eat, I will be fulfilled. If I laugh, I will be happy. This is simple guidance. You know, of course, humans and jinns who have independent will are at a higher level of this guidance, but still this guidance is available everywhere. A step above that is khas or special guidance, specific guidance. And if you remember, when Adam was created, he was given the knowledge of names. We have discussed that in deep detail what is the knowledge of names, the ability to name things and situations, the nomenclature that we as humans can create and the worlds that we can create out of that ability to give nomenclature is evident. I mean, I don't need to go into the details of that. So that is a special type of guidance that we as willful creatures are given. That is the special guidance. The next level is the special of the special, the khasul khas. One is common everywhere, maybe like animals, then is to use common sense, to use the sensory input and process it into thoughts and into creative thought, into naming things, into describing phenomena. That is khas. Then is khasul khas, which is bestowed upon those who search for the truth. Because, as I said, the sensory input that we see, the manifest reality all around us, is connected to an implicate order, to an intricate reality, which is the underlying truth of everything. So those searching for that implicate order, those looking at the signs, naming the phenomena, thinking about them, connecting them, describing them, discussing them, and finally arriving at a conclusion that describes, remember how I said that all manifest reality leads to the ultimate truth and the implicate order, which is decipherable by a trained perception. So the trained perception is something that is trained by us. I mean, all of us have perception. We see and we hear and we smell and we touch and we feel and we taste. So all of us have these sensory senses. But how to train them to decipher and to understand what lies behind the signs, what is the reality and the truth and the common thread that runs through all creation. That guidance is the guidance that is khasul khas, the special of the special, specially guided ones. And that guidance cannot come without a study of mysticism, without any study. I mean, I'm not claiming that mysticism is the only study, but that kind of guidance and that kind of understanding is not possible unless we understand, unless we study, unless we strive, and unless we are steadfast. And despite repeated confusions, and despite the distractions, and despite the strife that we have to make, especially in today's world, to arrive at the truth, we do not give up. That is the special of the special. And the guidance above that, which is metaphysical, you know, up to special of the special, up to khasul khas, is still physical. We are inferring, we are deducing logical basis, and we are trying to understand. We are trying to maybe theorize about a metaphysical nature, about a supernatural nature. And when it crosses into the metaphysical, when it crosses into the supernatural, that is a khasul khas. Now, many of you may say, and this included myself till some time ago, that of course when we are at khasul khas and when we are striving and working and meditating and you know, studying, we will reach the metaphysical level. Well, and I am still not denying that. But we believe in the metaphysical level. when we go through this process of understanding, we develop a belief. Then there are those who did not develop this belief. They were given this belief by the divine. And they are the chosen ones. They are the messengers who brought everything, who brought all this scripture to us. They are the chosen ones. So the chosen ones among the special ones are akhassul khas. The chosen ones, the most, the ones who were specialized by the divine for the purpose of conveying his message. These are the messengers. These are not even the masters. These are not the gurus, the shamans. Of course, they are giving us a message, but they are giving us a message that was revealed by the divine through some chosen people who, by the way, are no more with us. But the message lives. So akhassul khas is the level of those humans and is the realm of those blessed beings who received divine revelation, such as the Torah, which Moses received, the Bible that Jesus received, and the Quran that Muhammad, peace be upon him, received and conveyed to us. So these four levels of guidance are basically very important to understand whenever we are trying to make out a message. And first of all, we need to make out what level of guidance is the message giving and what level of guidance we can take from the message. That will increase and deepen our understanding. So this is ihdina, guide us, and this is the guidance that this phrase talks about. The next phrase is aswirat, and as I said, swirat comes from swarata, which is a path that has five characteristics. Remember, first of all, aswirat is, it does not have any breaks. Aswirat is not a path which has any breaks in it, you know, which is a blind ending path. It is a continuous path. And keep in mind the characteristics of the path that I have already taught you. So aswirat is a path, is a way without a break. Secondly, it has no diversions. It is straight. And straight in the sense that although it is crossed by many, you know, smaller diversions, it is easily recognizable. The diversions can be easily made out and the path remains clear. So it's very interesting that this path is easily recognizable and easily decipherable despite the presence of diversions. The third quality is it is wide, and it's not something that is crowded and that is hard to tread and that makes you claustrophobic. No, it's like a highway. Okay, if I may use the word, it's like a highway. So it does not have any break. It does not have any diversions. It's like a highway, straight and clean and open. It is recognizable. Okay, and finally, when we step on the path, we are 100% sure that it is going to lead to our destination. Because treading the path is actually the destination. And to step onto the path is a surety that you will reach the destination, that you are at your destination. The path is the destination. Interestingly and amazingly, you know, I'm sure that you will be able, those of you who have been listening, you know, all along, will make out the similarities between this path, the path that is described here, and the mystic path. They are one and the same. That is exactly, if I may say that, that's exactly what the divine is telling us, that this is the path. That you are asking for guidance to the path that leads directly to me. And interestingly, it is not only that path, you know, it is a straight, and in fact, it is the shortest path. No matter how long it seems, this is the only path with 100% guarantee of a destination, and it is the shortest distance, it is the shortest journey between us and the Creator. So, and that is mustaqim. Yes, mustaqim, the word by itself, we know, also entails strife and steadfastness and patience, which are the qualities of a mystic quest. So the term that we are studying today is like, you know, the dawn of a new morning. It's like a dawn. It has far-reaching and it has these beautiful, brilliant implications, just like a sunrise. And we are asking to be guided to the path which is the destination in itself and which is the shortest distance between us and our Creator, and a path that also teaches us, you know, it is inherent in the path that this is a path which is straight, which requires patience, which requires steadfastness, which requires strife, which entails strife. It is an all-encompassing phrase and as suited to the grand meaning, to the mighty implications of this phrase, we know that this, you know, how it is interpreted by the learned interpreters of the Quran, they say that Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim is actually the prayer, is actually the plea that anyone makes when they open the Quran, and the rest of the Quran is like the answer of the divine to this prayer. Because what is coming after it, but the rest of the two verses that are coming in Al-Fatiha in this chapter are also dedicated to describing the path. So where we started in Al-Fatiha, where we glorified the Lord and we described and we understood the unquestioned might and the unquestioned control and dominion of that Lord, who is the sustainer and the maintainer, and who is the originator of all creation, and who whose mercy is incomparable to anything in the world, and who is oft merciful, continuously merciful, that Lord who will end our creation, who will end this existence, and who will take us into the next realm, which is eternity, and where we will be answerable for our actions. We will be held accountable, where the law of karma will come alive. And that Lord and that mighty Allah then taught us that you are my servants. So we said, Iyaka na'budu. And then he reassured us that I will help you without any connection, without any intercession, without any interruption. My chain of command to you is unbroken. And we said, Iyaka nasta'in. We ask for your help without any references, without any connections. And when we said this, the next phrase that we say, as taught by the Lord, as taught by Allah, is Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. This is what we ask for. This is what we need. This is what Allah has given us, the ability to ask for guidance. guidance to the path that will lead us directly to Him. So we say, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, and as a result of this plea, as a result of this prayer, we have the entire Quran in our hands. So thank you so much for being with me, for staying with me through this journey. And, you know, when I started, the schedule that I wrote for myself was that sometime, somewhere, you know, after 6 months of this study, we will be able to go into the mainstream of Quranic studies. And it is earlier than that where we reached it. Because with this phrase, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ, صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ is the Quran. For all scriptural mystics, Abrahamic mystics, the Sirat-e Mustaqim is the Quran. So my congratulations to you. All my love and dua. Salam.